the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. I hope your weekend is off to a great, warm, cozy start.
To what kind of start do you hope it's off? How do you know what day it is?
Well, we're here.
Yeah, we know it's Saturday because we're here, right?
We know that, yes.
I was confused when my alarm went off this morning.
Really?
Wait a minute. Is this, why did I set the alarm? Yeah, it took me a minute.
Okay. Well, we've all had those days.
Now you're going to worry, aren't you?
Seriously. Yeah. Just when I need more things to worry about, Mom. Thank you. We so appreciated our friend Annie calling us last hour with great suggestions of boots that I can actually go on major walks in. Now I just have to like figure out how to keep my hands warm, but I'm going to check out those Sorels. But if you have ideas for us, or if you have questions for us, or you want to talk shop, feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071. I am curious. Do you realize we are 1 week away from Halloween?
Yes. We're here next week on Halloween. What are we going to dress up as?
Well, I'm going to surprise you and you need to do the same.
Oh, okay.
Hope, do you have your costume ready?
No, but
well, Hope, ready for radio with
you
your costume.
Got to have a costume so we can post a picture.
Right.
I think all need costumes.
And fair.
And we'll bring some candy too. We each should bring our favorites.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We can throw them at each other.
We can't throw the glass wall here. That's how I hurt my
hand. Peanut butter cup smashed against the plexiglass. Darn it.
That's how I hurt my hand when we got reached for a Kleenex. Not really.
And you hit the plexiglass. Oh my God, Mother, I'm really worried. Well. But I will say, I mean, talk about things never really anticipated. Right now, in the middle of my living room, is a coffin.
Excuse me?
Yes, it's a coffin, and inside it is a skull head and a stuffed, quote unquote, body. Oh. With my old clothes.
Oh, disgusting.
That my 12-year-old put together. And this
is he trying to tell you something?
This was going to be the centerpiece of his Halloween extravaganza on our front yard.
Yeah.
However, there was a snowstorm this week. You might have heard.
I did hear,
and
yes.
He was very nervous that his coffin, which is indeed made of cardboard, would disintegrate, fall apart in the snow. And so it is sitting in my living room while he awaits normal Halloween weather to put it out on the air.
Has Larry the dog not decided to crawl in there?
He's not at all interested in it. No, he's kind of freaked out by the skulls. But it's like, what in the world? Yeah. We were going to go really big on the decorations this year. And I think a lot of people are doing the same.
I think we'll still be able to this next week.
I hope so.
It won't snow all week.
I will say that was one of the fun things walking around in on the North Shore of Chicago. You know, that's John Hughes territory. And there's a reason why John Hughes did all of his movies, you know, from Home Alone to, you know, all of them in that. Just the tree lined streets, the amount of decorated houses for Halloween was unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember the first time in Chicago, long, long time ago, riding around the North Shore and being just shocked.
Yes.
Because I had never seen so many homes really going all out for
Halloween. Totally decorated. Yeah. There are some events this weekend if you know, kind of want to stay warm but want to get a little feel for it. There's a drive-by Halloween happening in downtown Hopkins.
Oh, okay.
Where they're going to have, you know, spooks and decorations, but it's instead of it being, you know, totally outdoors, you stay in your car. I'm going to get you the times for that. It's called the 2020 Halloween in Hopkins. It started at 11, so it's going on now until 2 p.m.
Oh, it's today.
Today. Yeah. This year, the traditional haunted jail tour is being replaced with a family-friendly drive-through haunted house at the City of Hopkins Public Works Facility. That's on Excelsior Boulevard in downtown Hopkins. There are going to be plenty of spooky fun and giveaways for the family. They look forward to seeing everyone with masks and costumes. Drive safe and buckle up for some Halloween in Hopkins.
Well, Target is hosting drive-through trick-or-treating Halloween, which I just love. They're across the country, they say, and their parking lots will be transformed into Boo Avenue. Mm. They'll have costume cars, interactive
at every Target?
Well, in Minneapolis, it says 12 Target stores, including Edina, Minnetonka, St. Paul, Midway, and Richfield will host the event from 10 to 1. Yeah, there's a full list of participating stores if you go on to target.com, mm-hmm. and you can find them all over on Saturday, October 31st from 10 to 1. And the list of all participating stores are there, but many of them.
Well, I'm really curious.
That's great.
That's really fun. We talked a few weeks ago, you know, about how neighborhoods were going to deal with Halloween. And as predicted, I mean, I don't know about your neighborhood, my neighborhood, the chatter, the neighborhood email. I mean, it never stops. And so everybody has been talking about it. And what's happened is somebody has taken the initiative to make a list of all the participating houses. I mean, of course, those that have their lights on.
But
a lot of people are planning to have a table outside.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking we'd do.
You're going to sit outside?
No. Oh, no, the table is.
Oh, okay. I just didn't see you doing that.
No.
I didn't see you bundling up and sitting on your driveway.
Because I love Halloween and I love to see the kids in their costumes. But I think I will put, I've got to come up with a clever thing to write so that they know they should take two or three things, but, you know, leave some. And put a bowl out because I don't want to not hand it out. But yet, you know, I don't know. I have a feeling a lot of houses won't be doing it.
I'm sure. But I was amazed by how many people opted in our neighborhood, and a lot of people like building tubes to like shoot candy down and doing clever things, or having like a grabber stick to, you know, keep their distance or planning to do something a little different. But I you know, I think people are finding ways to make it fun. And I think more than ever before, Halloween and Christmas are totally blurring. I think people really are thinking about the holiday season already, and not just because the sales have already started.
Yeah.
National Retail Federation did the first of what will be several surveys of consumers and found that people do plan to spend quite a bit. Any guesses on what people are going to spend for the holiday season?
$995.
$97.
Oh.
You're wrong.
$997.
And 79 cents.
Oh, well, there
that's
you go.
A lot.
But that's less than they usually spend.
But it's not a lot less.
No,
I thought it was just
less,
like $10
no,
off
it was
of
1,000,
last year.
I don't have it in front of me.
Well, they plan to spend on gifts, decorations, food, and then non-gift purchases for themselves, which is probably pretty typical. So overall spending is down by about 50%. I'm sorry, by about $50 per category each year.
Yeah.
But,
you know, don't you think that, you know, in finding ways to do things without being together, people are still going to want to give gifts? You know, that's one way of doing it. So I don't think it's so surprising that people are still spending.
Right.
You know, I mean, people, I think early on when in way back in March, when I had a birthday, and I remember my sister saying to me, well, you know, we'll go to lunch and you'll get your gift when this is over. Well, I'd be very hungry if I had waited.
Who could have known?
And then
in
that
March.
Happened with right. But that's what I'm saying. And I think by now we've all gotten much more used to shopping online or picking up curbside.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that at least it still makes you feel it's part of the holiday season to still be shopping for those you love.
So 50,
or
so
people at least you think you're supposed to love.
What does that mean? Oh my goodness.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, so the National Retail Federation says 53% of those of us who have changed holiday travel plans or just canceled holiday travel plans say they are more likely to spend on holiday items because they're not traveling this year.
Oh, sure. They've saved that money.
What would convince consumers to start shopping earlier than usual? Number one, far and away, no surprise here, sales or promotions.
Right. And we'll that's why there
shopping.
Are so many.
Next on the list was avoiding crowds. So I'm not quite sure what that means, how a store can guarantee that.
Well, no, but I think that, you know, people are thinking that as it gets closer to holiday time, people are going to really be out there.
Right. That if they go early, it'll be,
you know,
less busy.
They're not going to run into that as much.
Yep. Yep. So, no big surprises, but just kind of interesting to see. I mean, I do think that people are starting early. I mean, I heard Stephanie Hansen saying this morning she was wrapping gifts.
Really?
Yes.
I can't do that quite yet.
Well, let's get through Halloween.
I've got to get through some birthdays and all before that. So.
Well, anyway, that is the early prediction of what's going to happen. When we get back, it's time for the tech report. Stay with us.
Check, come here. Wow, look at her. I know.
I would like to steal some sunshine from pretty much anyone and anywhere right now, but we're going to power through and we're not going to go negative. We are not.
No.
There is,
we're
it's time
light
to
fires.
Be. That's right.
Get cozy.
We're going to get all
popcorn.
Cozy. That's right. And we have so many good athleisure items to wear.
Yep.
And we have my mother's tech reports to get us through.
The internet is a series of tubes. Tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Okay, we were talking about how we're going to do Halloween and, you know, hand out candy and all that.
Right.
And I just love this. I don't understand it exactly, and I don't know how you get it, but it sure sounds like fun. So most people love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I am one of those people.
I am too. And they are giving Instagram users a chance to win a visit from a robotic candy dispenser that is shaped like a doorway to a haunted house. It's called the Reese's Trick or Treat Door. And it hands out candy through the mail slot whenever someone says trick or treat. Is that the cutest thing
really
ever?
That's really cute. Yes, I saw this door. I saw a photo of it, but I hadn't read the whole
thing. Yeah, so they've designed this door to travel through neighborhoods on motorized wheels while being steered by a remote control that can be as far as 5,000 feet away. And it's a 9-foot-tall door, has Bluetooth-enabled speaker, and it responds to voice commands. And so apparently this way, with social distancing and all of that, you can get your Reese's Halloween treats. But you have to go visit, you follow at Reese's account. It's at Reese's.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Okay.
And they explain how it's possible to get in. And when,
we have any idea where it's going to be?
That's the thing. It doesn't explain if they're going to do it in several different cities. I'm guessing that they've certainly got
a little more intel.
Got
to be honest.
What'd you say?
I'd expect a little more intel from you.
Well, I have delved as deep as I could.
Okay.
And all I can find is that you can try to get this visit by going to their account and explaining where you want it delivered and in the post that you put in there. You've got to include the hashtag Reese's Door. That's the hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might want to do that and get in on it. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and people are apparently posting pictures and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's fun. I've also seen, which I think is funny, has nothing to do with tech, but there's a commercial for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups on television saying, of course, this year I'm going to buy just as many as I always buy. And just like every year, I'm going to eat them all myself. Right. And I think that's true. That's what people do.
I've already eaten half a bag, I got to be honest.
Oh, I've eaten half a bag of my thin dark chocolate Reese's pieces.
Oh, well, dark chocolate, that's practically healthy.
It is. That's why I go for it.
All right. Do you have any actual tech news?
I do, Allie, and that was tech.
If not you were really. Not really.
It is a robotic operated by Bluetooth.
Oh.
Excuse me? And it's something our listeners would be interested in?
We want to hear you telling us about routers and 3D technology.
You remember when I told you about Quibi 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And this was the brainchild of Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman.
You were buying into it, weren't you?
No. I didn't buy into it, but I did. I downloaded the free 3-month
which
trial.
Which made no sense.
What do you mean?
Just the whole idea of it.
Indeed, it's gone. As of December 1st, it will no longer be around.
Do we know how many people actually?
Yes. The whole idea of this was that it was a mobile streaming service that they thought would be a great idea because people would have their phones and they'd be able to watch these short videos. Well, of course, the pandemic hit and people didn't really need to watch on their phones. They were home and they didn't need a phone to see a video.
Yeah.
There also are a lot of sources out there like YouTube and TikTok and other platforms that you don't need to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they feel that their timing had a lot to do with the problems. But they launched, just as I say, in April. And they only, you couldn't get it free. They had two plans, a $4.99 with ads and a $7.99 ad free. And nobody seemed to care. So people had signed up for it when they could do the 3 month free. And after the time ran out, only 72,000 of roughly 900,000 users who had signed up at the beginning stuck around and paid. So
I'm surprised they got that many.
Yeah.
I don't understand the whole thing.
And it'll be really interesting. I mean, they signed contracts like with Chrissy Teigen and other big celebrities.
It's amazing to fail that.
Did not go
hugely.
Well.
Right.
So now I want to talk about this technology that's on the new Drew Barrymore show. First of all, have you watched?
No. I don't even, where do I even see that show?
On NBC.
Oh.
I believe it's NBC.
Okay.
It's NBC or, yeah, I'm almost positive it's NBC. Here's what I want to say. I tuned in because I thought, oh, she's funny and all that. I couldn't handle it. First of all, I felt like she shouts the whole time. If anybody else has watched, let us know. But oh, we're so excited and we're going to have so much going on. And then she had Gwyneth Paltrow on and it was so obviously a rehearsed plan that they had. They were giving, I don't know if they were saying different clever statements, but it was obvious.
Were they in the same place or was this on screens?
No, it was on screen.
Okay.
But that's the thing that is exciting. Okay. There is a new technology and it's being used on this. You know how I like the 3D stuff.
I know.
So they have this absolutely amazing 3D technology and they can have a guest thousands of miles away, and it can appear as if they're sitting right there 6 feet away.
Like a hologram?
No, 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 no. Listen to this. Okay. So the person goes into what is a virtual interview room in LA. She's in New York. And this room has a green screen, so they can match it up with the same set that she has in New York. And they walk on, and they can be face-to-face. And look, they've got the same chair as she has, you know, so it looks like it's the same set. This technology is called CBS VFX, and it sends data across fiber lines at the speed of light, okay? And so every move that this special camera makes is mimicked by another camera that is 3,000 miles away.
My mind is blown.
I mean, seriously.
Have they actually used this
yet? Yes, you can go. Yes, you can go online and see, or you can go. Kenneth Fraser from Entertainment Tonight showed how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she had these interviews and at what you see on television, it looks like she is sitting across from whoever she is talking to.
That's insane.
It is. I mean, and they said they're using this technology now a lot to make TV shows. You know, you think about soap operas where people can't really be close together.
What are the soap operas doing?
They're not kissing a lot, I don't think.
But have they been, they didn't have to stop production?
Oh, sure they did, but they're back now.
Oh.
And they're finding, along with being tested constantly, they're finding new ways to do this.
Huh.
All right, just quickly, TikTok is now letting you know if they remove one of your videos from their platform because it's violating their guidelines, they let you know. They used to just take them down and you didn't even know, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are at least giving you an idea by naming the specific policy. So for example, it'll say content violation was removed for violating our harassment and bullying policy, as an example. So you can appeal it if you think that, you know, that was unjust, but at least you have an idea of why they're doing it. And
have you had this happen?
You know, so far we haven't done any of our nude shots yet.
Oh my god! Oh my god! God, no.
I'm so sorry.
TikTok, make it go away.
But anyway, at least they are letting you know. Right. And so that's kind of a nice thing.
Thanks, Mom. We'll be back with an update from the Face Foundry next. To Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, we always are excited to hear about local businesses doing well, but now more than ever, so great to hear optimistic, hopeful stories like the Face Foundry, which this week opened its third Twin Cities location in Maple Grove. So excited to check in with Michelle Henry, the co-founder, to hear how it's going. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. How are you two beautiful ladies?
Let us find the beautiful ladies.
Right.
First.
We're glad that we're only on the radio today so that you can keep thinking that. But, Michelle, I was thinking about, I think the last time you were on the show, we were all together at the Galleria.
Yes, we were.
Face
I
to face.
Know. Isn't that just crazy to think what a different life? And it was just a year ago.
And you were just in the midst of opening this business with a very ambitious expansion plan. What has this year been like for a business that's so hands-on?
Totally. Let's face it, this year has not been easy for anyone.
Right.
The stay-at-home mom, now the stay-at-home parent working from home and also teaching their kids school. But it's also not been easy for business owners. And like many, we've definitely felt it. We were state mandated to close. We actually closed early. So we ended up closing from March 14th to June 4th. We came back, though, with, our hearts full of excitement to service our clients. And they were so supportive. And we came back with a bunch of new safety protocols and made sure that, the ones that did come back, our clients felt safe and, trusted us to make sure that we performed all of our services and in the best way we could. And, in this new kind of new normal that they're stating.
So, Michelle, when you say that about, the safety protocols, for example, what have you done? Because, you're dealing with facials and, obviously you have to be in close proximity. So what kind of, What kind of precautions have you taken?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we have extremely stringent protocols we have to follow because the Minnesota State Board mandates that all salons and spas do so.
Sure.
But we take temperatures at the door. We, throughout the summer, closed all of our public areas. So there was no retail area that was open to really restrict the number of people in our spaces. Our clients are required to wear a mask when they come in. They get their temperature taken at the door. We've got hand sanitizer at just about every station and within 5 feet of just about every surface.
Mm-hmm.
We clean everything, wipe down the door handles, all surfaces. Every 30 minutes, we do a big, huge sweep and a clean of the store. We also make sure that our staff wears not only a clear plastic shield, but also a full face mask.
Oh,
that's great. So we know that you were up and running in the North Loop and at the Galleria. And now, just this week, you've opened at Shops at Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove. Tell us about the decision to do that right now in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, it was definitely a risky one, but we are so pleased with the outcome. Truly, I have to attribute that decision to our clients who really rooted for us, not only through the pandemic, but even before. We've got such a wonderful, loyal clientele, and we've been really pleasantly surprised by the reaction in Maple Grove, and people are really, really excited. And I think now more than ever, people really realize after being in isolation for so long that, A, they need that kind of human touch, mm-hmm. and that self-care is so important because, let's face it, you don't know what's coming next. I mean, I feel like 2020, we keep saying, oh my gosh, this is it, right? This is it. And nope, you hold your breath and you're just... you're hoping you can get through. So I think really, really offering that moment of peace and self-care is so important. And that's what we're all about at Faith Foundry.
Yeah. Was Arbor Lakes a spot that you were thinking about opening before this year, or did this just pop up, this opportunity?
You know, we have always had our eye on Maple Grove. Oddly enough, the opportunity came up. We were looking at a different site entirely, and I worked with the property manager previously through PRIMP, and he reached out to me and said, I have a really great spot in Arbor Lakes. And so we were close to signing a deal somewhere totally different, and this came up, and it's a beautiful space. It was the old Pottery Barn Kids, so it really fit our aesthetic, so we didn't have to retrofit too much, but we're excited to be there, and we love the co-tenancy. We're right next to Ulta, so we're excited.
That makes sense. And it does seem, Michelle, like this is a good moment right now for lifestyle centers, and it seems like Arbor Lakes is one of the places. We were talking earlier about Nolan Maine's, the new development at 50th in France, and Arbor Lakes, too. It feels like there have been openings, and like these centers are being smart about working with local retailers to get you in now.
Yeah. You know, I think that we've seen a real shift, because before it was really they wanted to attract those nationals and have those anchor tenants and really go after some of the bigger guys. But I've seen personally a lot of flexibility when it comes to working with, you know, local retailers and local tenants, which I think is great, because I really think we're kind of going back to our roots and seeing this local movement again, which I like seeing, because let's face it, I mean, as everything's shifting and changing, it's so important to kind of stick with your community and stick with the people you know and around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you always had wonderful products that you sold to. I assume you are still doing that?
Yes, and okay. We are working with a local chemist right now and developing a few more specialty products that will hopefully hit the marketplace within the next 6 months.
Nothing you can tell us
really
about yet,
excited.
Huh?
Pardon?
Nothing you can tell us about? You can't give us a
scoop? She's pushing for a scoop, Michelle.
Yeah, I want a little scoop there on what's coming.
Oh, well, all I can say is that it will be a 7-piece kit that I promise, Harmony, you will be the first to see it. How about that?
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, I love the collagen spray that
yes.
I've used.
Oh, I know. Especially with the weather just deciding yes. to go from summer to winter in 24 hours. I know. I need that collagen spray, because I went from semi-dewy skin to instantly Sahara Desert in about 2 seconds. So
it's amazing how fast that can happen. Right?
Michelle, another one that I love and recommend for a gift idea is the at-home facial kit that you sell.
Yes.
Oh, what is that?
Our Glow to Go. Yes. You know, that was actually, we're so, again, appreciative of our clients, because over the summer, we started producing these Glow to Go kits. So people were loving it, that they could still take care of their skin at home or at the cabin or, you know, with their friends over Zoom meetings and wine and things like that. What we do is we take all of the 7 or 8 steps that we have in our facials. We put all of the product in small little jars and put it in an actual facial kit and mail it out.
Oh,
so you can do it at home. So you don't have to, you know, leave your house.
What a good
and
idea.
Continue to that self-care.
And for those of us who aren't like super savvy about that, like you'll tell us the order of what
jars
to put on when.
Are labeled?
Yeah. All of the jars are labeled. Step 1, step 2.
So
all
you could
through,
follow that.
You know,
Ellen.
Step 7.
Yeah.
Yep. And don't worry. It even comes with a little card that says, hey, exfoliate for 2 to 3 minutes with step 3.
Oh.
Wash it off. Yep. So don't
How
worry.
How much
we lay
does
it all
that cost?
Out for you.
Can I ask that?
Yep, they start at $25.
Really?
That's such a fun yep. gift idea, and it's an activity. That's what I love about it.
I think it's a great gift idea, but it's a good idea for yourself, too.
True. Very true.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of bachelorette parties, you know, if they've had to shift their plans, or wedding parties. It's a great way for you to still kind of get together with your friends and family. We sold a bunch this summer and sent them up to cabins, which, again, it's all about doing something good for yourself.
Can what you a find, great pivot, can, Michelle,
yeah,
right?
Everybody's got a pivot. For that. Can you find all of that on your website, all the information about
yep.
it?
Yep, absolutely, under the products page.
And it's okay. Face Foundry with an I-E, right?
With that's an the accent. Web.
But you don't need the accent for how do you to go say to the that? Website, Mom. Right, Michelle, can you just give the no, website to everyone?
Yeah, you. Yep, Face Foundry, and instead of a Y, it's an IE.com. Easy peasy. And they're right under the products page.
And I think the other thing for people to know who haven't been to one of your beautiful locations yet, you can do express treatments. I mean, you could get just indulge in like a 20-minute facial or something. It doesn't have to be a big, long thing. Isn't that the whole point, Michelle?
Absolutely. We have 20-minute mini facials, and that's the perfect way to introduce yourself to the Face Foundry. If you're not super familiar with which facial to do, we've got these great mini facials that you can come in and out, 20 minutes. You get a cleanse, you can get a chemical peel, you can get a dermaplane,
and you just moisturize feel so much better.
Be in and out.
You could just tell the family you're going to the grocery store. 20 minutes, they'll never even know that you stopped off, right?
They won't
know. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Michelle, congratulations. And what a great story of perseverance. You guys were so clever and creative during the time when you had to be closed. And it's so encouraging to see you opening a third location now. It's at Shops at Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove, now open and taking appointments. Right, Michelle?
Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Good luck with all of them.
Great to talk to you.
Yes, great speaking with you. Thank you.
That, again, is the Face Foundry, and the other two locations are at the Galleria and in the North Loop. And don't be surprised if you start to see Face Foundries popping up around the country. I think she's got her eye on that.
Yeah. Big expansion.
You know, interesting, she mentioned Primp, which she was a co-founder in that as well. And, you know, her original partner, Wesley, is now running that herself. I talked to her recently, and they've consolidated a bit, but they are really doing well during this time too. And so it's nice to find those
smaller local stores are definitely doing better than the big box.
That's right. Yeah. And I think people really are showing up to support them, which is nice to see. Well, we will be back to tell you where your dollars are going to go the furthest this weekend. Some steals and deals and an unlikely celebrity now making candles. That's still ahead. Okay, you guys. So you can think of a lot of celebrities, I'm sure, who you already know make candles. It's a very popular product, just like fragrances. You know, Gwyneth, obviously. We know the kind of candles she makes. You could think, you know, others that come to, you know, like a Reese Witherspoon. You could imagine doing a candle. The most unlikely, try to think of the most unlikely celebrity.
That would never have even come to mind if you hadn't sent me this article.
Sir Anthony Hopkins now has a candle line. Yeah. I mean, weren't you just waiting for this?
Well, I mean, I figured it should be shaped like Hannibal Lecter's.
I was going to say, is it
mask
themed in any way?
It is a gender neutral fragrance called AH. Eau de Parfum. It is a candle and fragrance diffusers for the home. Now, he says, Sir Anthony Hopkins tells People magazine that the concept started while he was in quarantine, realizing we're in a huge world crisis and many people are going hungry. So he wanted to come up with a product to support.
Oh, I was going to say he didn't think people would eat candles.
No, I'm hoping not. But this is developed in partnership with No Kid Hungry.
Yeah.
And so he said, I don't know why fragrances came to mind, but I did it to send a ripple across the lake of our woes and misfortunes for a moment and bring some relief into this strange world we're now living in. So there you go.
Yeah.
What could be stranger than an Anthony Hopkins candle?
And you can get an Amber Noir candle for $45.
That feels kind of Anthony Hopkins-esque, doesn't it?
But they have a diffuser, Gardenia Tuberose diffuser.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of nice.
And I'm not even sure are they available on their own? Did he start a website? Yes, AnthonyHopkins.com.
Yeah.
Products.
Yeah.
Crazy. But it's but the nice thing is it supports this cause of paying for meals for kids.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful cause.
Yes.
So if you're going to buy a candle,
so there
why
you
not?
Go. Buy yourself an Anthony
Hopkins
candle.
And you have a talking point, too. You know, something to start a conversation.
Indeed. So. Target coming out with their holiday hours.
Yeah.
In case you were thinking you were going to get up early on Black Friday. Nope. Not
Don't
happening.
Bother. Well, first of all, they open. Their normal opening hour is 7 a.m. So, you know, it isn't like, you know, it's 10 or anything like that. But they normally have opened earlier than that. But they will not. They're obviously closed on Thanksgiving. And they are going to open at 7 as they usually do on Black Friday. Now, Best Buy and Walmart and all of these have been talking about their hours. They're all closed on Thanksgiving. Walmart will open on the Friday after at 5 a.m. But Target said, there was a quote from the CEO, from Brian Cornell, who said, "We are taking a completely new approach to Black Friday, minimizing the event day shopping behavior that is typical for this time of year." And I think that makes sense. Just, you know, they're obviously going to have all kinds of deals as things go on at different times, and I think it probably makes more sense to do it that way.
Yep.
So anyway.
Rolling sales.
Yep.
Indeed. Okay.
Yep.
Well, speaking of sales, let's end the show with some steals and deals.
If I was a rich girl, na, 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 na.
Are you thinking about holiday cards yet? It's not too early. The deals are happening now. Epitome, local retailer in Excelsior, is offering 10% off custom card orders if, and here's the big if, you place the order before Halloween. October 31st is the deadline.
Okay.
So if you are organized, and man, would that feel good, and you get that order in, you'll get 10% off your entire order.
That's a good deal.
So it is a good deal. Here's a fun one going on today until 4 p.m. It's the Twin Cities Vintage Flea Market. The first ever flea market dedicated to 80s and 90s pop culture vintage in the Twin Cities.
I knew I'd never heard of that before. Now I know why.
It's happening in the parking lot of Familia, another place you probably haven't had occasion to shop, Mom. It's a skateboard shop.
No, not lately.
It's in the parking lot, so bundle up. And that is in Northeast Minneapolis.
East Hennepin, 835 East Hennepin Avenue.
And they are, they've got all kinds of vendors that are selling, you know, these
They buy
cool...
things too.
Yes.
They'll buy and sell and trade.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
Yeah, so that's going on right now as we speak until 4 p.m. If you're looking for things to do and it's a way to go shopping and stay outside as well, Twin Cities Vintage Flea Market might be your jam. Another thing to know today, and this would kind of fit right with it if you checked out the Vintage Flea Market, it is Record Store Day, which is a big event, big occasion, and it is happening this year in modified form, but Electric Fetus and Down in the Valley here in the Twin Cities are both doing special events. They have releases and they've got, you know, limited capacity, but they are welcoming people in to celebrate Record Store Day. We mentioned this earlier, but it's a good sale. It's the pre-Black Friday sale for Madewell going on now in stores. And, you know, Madewell's open in the North Loop now. It's not just Mall of America in Southdale.
Where in the North Loop?
They're like a few doors down from Martin Patrick 3.
Oh, really?
In that new, you know where the Fairgrounds Coffee is?
Yeah.
It's right there. So it's Fairgrounds and then Lululemon and Madewell. They're open.
Oh.
They're there. You know what I mean?
Grab a cup of coffee first.
It's a great, seriously. I mean, I know it's chilly, but like we all want that fresh air.
Yeah.
And so go walk around North Loop. You could go to West Elm. You can stop in Madewell, Lululemon. Of course, you can hit local stores like Requisite, Statement. Martin Patrick 3 has elaborate Halloween decorations
as
only they can do.
Inside or in the windows?
Both. But I mean, they posted a photo of like their front display when you walk in, and it's, you know, as you would expect. Fun. Yeah, totally epic. So that would be another thing to check out today. Stephanie's in St. Paul says the holiday shopping is starting early, like so many. So they're already kind of coming out with gift ideas. They're doing customized boxes, sweaters, and, you know, encouraging people to shop early. And I think, you know, look, we kind of have time to do it. There's not as much of an excuse, unfortunately. If you're still thinking about like ways to get outside and be active, maybe you want to bike this winter. If you don't want to ski, you could think about biking. Well, Angry Catfish, the bicycle shop. I've told you about this place.
Have
bicycle
you?
And coffee. Angry Catfish Bike and Coffee in Minneapolis. Great shop. They are doing $350 off a custom bike build. That would be another great gift idea, whether it's for yourself or for a loved one. But they're offering that right now. They are also doing, they've got discounts on other, you know, on frames and other things. And the offer goes through November 15th. But that's a big chunk off to the price.
Yeah, it sure is.
$350. So you might want to consider that and get out and check that out. And then, of course, Max's, if you're just thinking jewels, because you can't ever go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Remember, they've got a big trunk show coming up in early November, and they'll have several events happening throughout the month as we get a little closer to the holidays. They're coming.
Yeah, you can always pick up chocolates, too, while you're there.
This is
true. Not bad.
Stay warm, everybody. Have a great weekend and get out there. Shop local.
Wash your hands.
That too.